Right. Flanker formation. This is a handoff to 45, Sloan Klatsky. He runs backwards across the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Second one of the night. Sloan Klatsky on a one-yard scamper makes it 12-0 with 3:10 in the first. And Harbor Beach deciding if they want to go for two or one. Last time they attempted a fake extra point. Failed miserably. Not going to lie on that one.
Well, I think what happened is the holder fumbled the ball, so then they improvised and it looked like a rugby match breaking out.
So that is the second carry for Sloan Klatsky of the night, a one-yard rush. He has 6 yards on the night and a touchdown in his book already. They're going for two. Kraft under center. Two men in the backfield, tight end to the left and a receiver to the left. And this is a handoff number 47, Aaron Ginther, and he gets into the end zone untouched. Two-point conversion is good, and it's now 14-0 Harbor Beach over USA with 3:10 left in the first. You're tuned to WLEW.
Insurance, not something everyone thinks of, but on the other hand, being without it could be a lot worse. Your local Farm Bureau insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, can help you decide which type of insurance policy is best for you when it comes to farm, home, auto, life, or health. Are you prepared to help meet your child's future education goals? Is it difficult to think of gifts to give your children or grandchildren that will last a lifetime? Have you ever considered giving life insurance? Farm Bureau Insurance can help put a financial value on your life. Your life may be busy and complicated, but with the help of your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon and Deb Croswick, life could be a lot more simple. Visit your local Farm Bureau Insurance agents, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach and Obley, or Deb Croswick in Unionville. From life-changing events to everyday miracles, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach and Obley and Deb Croswick of Unionville are here to help you protect the people, places, and things that matter most. Call Casey Yon in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 and in Obley at 658-8538 or Deb Croswick in Unionville at 674-8617.
That RB 14 nothing over USA with 3:10 remains still in the first quarter. Ginther's ready to kick this one off right to left across your radio. And Ginther kicks this one off all the way back to the 20-yard line where McKay Jones picks it up, and he's brought down at the 18-yard line. And according to the plays, it's going to be at the 20-yard line. 80 yards for a score for USA here as Harbor Beach leading 14-0 in the first quarter. First and 10 for USA.
Number 86, Avery Wainer, made the hit for the Pirates.
And it's first and 10 at their own 20-yard line for the Patriots. Beachy, the quarterback, and company. And they're coming out in the spread formation. One man in the backfield. They have McKay Jones and number 88 to the right and a man to the left. Two men in the backfield for the Patriots. Trying to go with a little different style here, but still a handoff to number 28, Brandon Harper. He hits the line of scrimmage and then pushes ahead for about a yard and a half. It's going to be a gain of two. Finally, all said and done, it brings up second and 8 for the Patriots at their own 22-yard line.
Travis Esmacher and Rick Puff made the hit.
And it's been mostly Brandon Harper as expected. He has 12 yards on 5 carries on the night. Tim Zub has 2 carries and McKay Jones has 1. USA's tried to pass twice and Jake Beachy is 1-for-2 in the passing division. As they come out and slot receivers to the right and one to the left, two men in the backfield, Beachy's under center. It's a pass. Beachy rolling to his left. He tries to hit number 28, Brandon Harper. He had it in his hands, and there's a tackle right there, and he dropped it. The pass brings up 3rd and 8.
And Ginther made the timing of the when the ball arrived to receiver, and so did he, and he broke it up. So it's going to bring a 3rd down.
And my apologies, that was intended to number 22, Ryan Nitz, the tight end.
Well, right now, Patriots are going to have to make a change, just like going to Ramsey's funeral home since 1948.
And this one's a handoff to Harper on the left side. He's out for the running, has the 1st down. He's out for about 15 yards when he's brought down at the 36-yard line. That is a gain of 14 yards for the Patriots. 1st down for USA.
And there we have the change, Clark.
But a lot has changed since 1948, but the one thing that has not is that at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. First and 10 for the Patriots, moving left to right across your radio. Their first down of the night for them.
And their biggest play, I think,
yes,
so
indeed.
Far.
Yes, indeed. As a 14-yard gain from Brandon Harper there. And they come out in slot receivers to the right. Two men in the backfield, one to the left. This is a handoff right down the middle, and this was to number 25, Tim Zub.
Cody Puff on the hit for the Pirates.
And that's a 4-yard gain there from Tim Zub, who seemed to hit the line and jumped forward.
Yes.
And gained about 4, and it brings up 2nd and 6 for the Patriots at their own 40-yard line. With a minute 47 remain in the first quarter, Harbor Beach leading 14-0.
At least the running backs this week are attacking the hole instead of pitter-pattering up into it.
We have two receivers to the right, two men in the backfield. Same formation, and there's a flag on the play even before the snap.
I don't think the official liked what probably the center was doing, moved the ball.
And that's going to be considered a false start, and a loss of 5 yards brings up 2nd and 11 now for USA. And they are back on their own. That is the 35-yard line now. So there's the snap, and it's actually fumbled. It was a handoff to number 28, Brandon Harper, and he didn't have it from the get-go there, and he lost in the backfield, and Harbor Beach recovers. Looks like it was recovered by
number 52 for the Pirates. Brandon Oswald recovered that one. So the Patriots right now are looking at getting steamrolled.
Yes, indeed. Well, Harbor Beach has yet another short field to work with. Last drive, they covered 30 yards on six plays. This time, they have 34 yards to go for a score, and we're still in the first quarter, and it's 14-0. USA needs to figure out on defense how to contain this Harbor Beach offense to keep them in this game. It's still early. A lot of game to be played. USA needs to really crank down and just suck those holes up. Anyway, we have a receiver to the right, two men in the backfield. Looks like a flanker formation, and Kraft looking back to pass. Rolls to his right, has nothing going. He rolls back into the center of the field, and he breaks free about three tackles. I don't know how he got that one. Back to the original line of scrimmage, and finally out to the 30-yard line. After all that, gain of 4.
And tackled in there by number 52 for the Patriots, and that being Josh Collins. And like Clark said, he was all the way to the right, and I don't know how he got away from three Patriot defensive players. He just squirted right through like a watermelon seed.
I was going to say, you don't squirt through like a watermelon.
No, watermelon seed.
Seed.
Yeah.
Very critical there. So, Kraft gains 4 after he ran about 16 or 20. And then we have a receiver to the right and two men in the backfield. This is a handoff to number 45, Sloan Glasgow. His run, he's up to the 20, to the 10, and he's in for the touchdown. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Sloan Klasky, 30 yards in for the touchdown. It is now 20-0 with 28 seconds left in the first.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clark, they were looking for Ginther again coming off tackle, and you can't ignore the big fella, Sloan Klasky, as they gave it the trap up inside. And once Klasky got by the line of scrimmage, he was off to the races.
And Klasky is very tough to bring down in open field. And looks like they're going for the extra point this time. Ginther back to kick, and Travis Essmaker waiting the snap. There's the snap, and it is actually a kick, and Ginther gets it through the uprights, tacking on the extra point. It is now 21-0, Harbor Beach over USA with 28 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Keep it locked on WLEW.
When it's time for braces, where do you go? Dr. Larry Agassin's office in Bad Axe. Hi, I'm Sarah Kaufman. Dr. Larry Agassin is a highly qualified orthodontist. If you, or someone you know, needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Agassin for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Agassin, supporting local sports and the future of thumb area youth.
It's been all Harbor Beach early here in USA as they're now leading 21-0 with still in the first quarter with 28 seconds left. Ron?
It looks like the coach has been talking to number 72. They've been trying to get him fired up there. And, of course, 72 being their big offensive lineman and defensive tackle, but he can't play everywhere and block everybody out there. It's got to be a team effort out there, and they have to kind of pull together.
And the one thing that USA is actually also going against is they only have 13 on the roster tonight.